You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now that Auckland is in level 3 and the rest of the country is in level 2, the government is strongly advising that everyone wears masks or face coverings when in public. According to the Ministry of Health website, masks are most useful when there are cases of community transmission. Wearing a mask can reduce the risk of people who have COVID-19 spreading the virus to others by coughing, sneezing, speaking or laughing. However, there are hundreds of thousands of people with hearing loss that struggle to communicate without being able to lip read. Masks cover the mouth and cause a major communication barrier for the deaf and hard of hearing community of Aotearoa, many of whom rely on lip reading to communicate. The National Foundation for Deaf and Hard of Hearing and Deaf Aotearoa recognise the importance of masks to prevent the spread of the virus, but calling for the government to put in measures to help those with hearing loss understand important updates and pandemic information now that masks are being widely used. Currently, news bulletins and the government COVID-19 briefings are not required to have closed captions, and the NZDHH and Deaf Aotearoa are calling for closed captions for these platforms. They also are calling for New Zealand Sign Language interpreters to be at testing stations and captions to be in places where public service announcements are played over speakers. I spoke to the Chief Executive of the National Foundation for Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Natasha Gallardo, about this issue. We discussed why the government's current steps to communicate pandemic information discriminates against the hearing loss community and what needs to be done to be more inclusive. I began by asking how the government's approach to combating COVID-19 is negatively impacting the deaf and hard of hearing community in Aotearoa.
I think what we saw, unfortunately, in the first lockdown was that many disability groups felt incredibly isolated and excluded from key messages and services. We had hoped that the government had learnt from that first lockdown on how to improve those services and communications aspects for the second lockdown, and unfortunately we have not seen that. What we've seen is the limiting use of captioning. Again, we have been advocating so strongly for that to be mandatory. So the COVID-19 briefings and updates on on-demand platforms, for example, are not captions, which are incredibly important to the deaf and hard of hearing community. Same with our breakfast program in the morning. No captions are available there, which means there's no news bulletin or any updates until the evening program, which are captioned. We've also seen with the government's approach to the second lockdown around encouraging more New Zealanders to wear masks. This is obviously incredibly important. However, there's been no consideration or advice from the government on how to consider those people that struggle to hear when people are wearing masks.
Could you explain a little bit more about why closed captions are so important, as well as having somebody signing those media briefings about the updates on COVID-19?
So with the government briefings, if they are on on-demand platforms and you're using your phone or tablet or laptop to watch them, there's no captions. There are New Zealand Sign Language interpreters. However, most or many hard of hearing people do not sign, so we rely on captions to be able to follow the conversations. Many countries such as the US, the UK and Australia have mandatory captions on all free-to-air media. And we have been advocating for some time for the government to follow this exact process of introducing mandatory captions. And it's only even more amplified when a crisis hits like COVID-19 on why it is so incredibly important.
I suppose the concern is that those government briefings are going to become places where the Prime Minister and Dr. Ashley Bloomfield and even the sign language interpreter are perhaps going to wear masks. So that would prevent people from lip reading. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We've just seen now with journalists wearing masks. So that there is no opportunity for deaf and hard of hearing people to rely on those critical visual and facial cues. We rely on facial expressions. We rely on people facing you. We rely on lip reading. With a mask, it covers all of that. Breakfast TV is a prime example. All of the journalists are now, when they are off-site, are wearing masks. There are no captions on Breakfast TV, which is the main bulletin in the morning, and it's incredibly difficult for the deaf and hard of hearing community to follow those conversations.
I'm sure just generally people are seeing that now with more people wearing masks, that it's very hard to tell what somebody's thinking or feeling just with their eyes. I've been noticing that when I've been just wandering around the streets, and it's very difficult to recognise what somebody's even expressing at all with a mask on.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a store, I think on Wednesday before the 12 o'clock deadline, and there were two people in there who were working, who were the workers, and they were wearing masks. And it's just, I mean, already, it's not just the lip reading, it's actually the mask muffled the sound. So the sound is already muffled, so you already struggle. If you add in the social distancing aspect, that means that person is going to also be further away. And one of the key things is that someone is close to you and stands close to you, so you can actually hear them. We can't do that anymore. So it's incredibly, your anxiety levels are just amplified. I had another deaf person in that store at the same time, which was interesting, and he tapped me on the shoulder and started to sign to me, and also said, you know, that it was really, really challenging because it's too hard for us to be able to communicate.
Yeah, and it's already an anxiety-fueling situation, everybody being in this lockdowns mode again. I just can't imagine, what that must feel like. It must feel very, hard when you can't communicate with people.
It is. It's just even more amplified. I mean, you go to a testing station, for example, another key example of, I mean, how are you meant to understand what that person, that worker, is trying to say to you when they're further away from you, wearing a mask, you're in your car? I mean, there's no consideration around asking about accessibility needs. We're trying to get some communication out to the government and businesses later today, which businesses can display to help people to identify who are deaf or hard of hearing coming into their places of work. And we hope that we can get that material out nationwide to at least get more awareness around how people can be more patient and understanding of people who are deaf or hard of hearing and what they're going through.
So why do you think that the government hasn't acted on this and hasn't put closed captions, say, on the government briefings about COVID-19? Why hasn't it been done already?
Unfortunately, it comes down to the funding that they've allocated for captioning. They haven't gone down the path of mandatory captioning, even though we continue to advocate for it. They have increased some funding for captioning, which is fantastic, and this was announced recently. However, it does take time to get those captioning services into play in order for them to be brought across. And one of those programs was earmarked for the Breakfast TV, but it's still not available. And unfortunately, we're in a crisis right now, and we still don't have those captions. And it's also that all the on-demand platforms and Facebook videos and all of those other areas where media briefings or critical information is being shared, we really need those platforms all to have mandatory captions included so we can be kept in the loop and up to date and not feeling even more isolated than we normally do.
What is your advice for people perhaps out in the community continuing to work in essential services and perhaps, you know, meet a deaf or hard of hearing person? What is your advice for them helping to communicate information?
Yeah, I think one of the key things is, you know, the Prime Minister talks about being kind, and I mean, I only want to emphasise that. Please be kind, be patient, and understand that you may get frustrated, but it's a lot more frustrating and overwhelming for the person who is deaf and hard of hearing because they can't hear what you're saying. Be mindful that you will likely encounter someone who is deaf or has the hearing loss. And the best way to communicate with them is to actually write something down, or you have technology, you have a phone, you could do a quick note or a text. make sure that they can actually understand what you are saying. It will go a long way to making them feel not isolated and to reduce their anxiety levels. And just, you know, just be kind and be patient and speak up, speak clearly, and do your best to make sure that what you have said has been understood.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.